Yesterday we spoke about the union of holding up schach with the davar hamekabel tuma, such as putting your schach directly on metal poles, and we said that mikra din, it's really kosher, but the recommended practice is to be machmir and not to hold up the schach with a davar hamekabel tuma. Let's just talk today for a couple of minutes about the details of that chumrah. What is called a mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma, and what is a situation which is not really mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma? So, for example, let's say you have what many people do. You put the wooden beams across the sukkah from one side to the other, and you rest your schach on that, but it still touches the metal frame at certain points. Is that called mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma? So, there's no iser negiyah, so to speak, between the schach and the metal. That's not the issue. The question is, what's holding up the schach? So as long as it's the wood that it's basically holding up the schach, you know, as if you take away the metal, never mind the fact that the wooden beams are, you know, supported by the metal, that's too far removed, as we'll discuss in a couple of minutes. But let's just say you would take away the metal and it was just the wood, would the schach stay up? So if the schach would stay up, that means it's being supported by the wood, and that is not a case of mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma. There is the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes the following issue. Let's say you just simply put something in between your schach and the metal frame. In other words, it's resting on the metal frame, but you put a piece of cloth in between, or even even some wood, just right on top, lying on top of the metal poles. So he says that's not really anything significant in and by itself. That's really bottled to the metal frame, and that would be an issue of mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma. The Rishonim who really are machmir, the Ramban and the Ran, who hold that it's a problem to be mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma, ask the following question on themselves. The Gemara makes it absolutely clear that you can hold up the schach with wood, with a stone wall. So, stone is not kosher for schach. Presumably, it seems that this issue is not just simply one of mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma per se, but holding up the schach with anything that is not acceptable to be used as schach. So how can you say that holding up the schach with something that's puzzle is a problem if the Gemara says explicitly that you can hold up the schach with a stone wall? So the answer that this whole issue is exerid rabbanon, lest you use that substance for schach as part of the schach itself. So when it comes to a stone wall, that's not something that one would ever have a hava amina of using as schach. It's so impractical. No one would ever do that. And therefore, the gzeir never applies. So this is something with practical relevance. For example, if a person would go ahead and rest schach on a concrete wall, right outside the yeshiva, we have a sukkah, and two of the walls are concrete walls. And we don't rest the schach on top of them. But if we would, so that would be totally kosher. That's exactly like the case of the stone wall. Even though something is supporting the schach, which is not itself acceptable as schach, that does not cause a problem. How far do you take this? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that even if you make a schach on a merpeset, and you have the metal railing around the merpeset, and you rest the schach on the railing, that too, since the railing is part of the structure of the building itself, so that would be okay. That would not be a problem of mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma. I saw in the Piskei Tshuva to quote some poskim who disagree with that, but that is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that case as well would not be a problem of mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma. The issue of mamid is not just one with regard to what the schach is resting on. It's anything that holds the schach in place, and without which the schach would not stay up. So, for example, let's say you have a sukkah where the schach really is not stable on top of the sukkah. It will fall off. It'll blow off in the wind. And therefore, you tie it down. So the substance that you tie it down with has to be also something which is not possible for schach. If you're just using regular string or with some of those plastic ties, so that would also be a problem, similar to the issue of mamid bedavar hamekabel tuma. That's why they sell nowadays these sort of unfinished, flax, I think it is, balls of string or thread, which solves that problem. Really, again, this is only a problem if the schach would not stay on by itself in a ruach mitzuya. Okay, if it would stay on in a ruach mitzuya, under normal circumstances it would stay on, and like many of these mats are pretty heavy, they stay on under normal circumstances, but once in a while it gets very, very windy, and then it'll fall off, and you just want to tie it down for extra security so it doesn't blow off in the high winds, that would not be a problem of davar mamid b'davar hamakabel tuma. Just to mention in closing, there's a famous shita of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish agrees with everything we've said so far. He just holds that if you're going to be machmir for davar mamid b'davar hamakabel tuma, which is recommended, then he says the definition of mamid b'davar hamakabel tuma is anything which in any way has a role in holding up the schach, anything without which the schach would not be up, even if the schach is not resting directly on it. So if the metal, if the wooden beams are resting on a metal frame, forget about it. For sure that's a problem. All canvas sukkahs are a problem, according to the Chazon Ish. In fact, it's very hard to build a kosher sukkah, according to the Chazon Ish. Most poskim, however, for example, the Mishnah Berurah have a different definition. They hold that what is directly holding up or holding down, as the case may be, the schach, that's a davar hamamid. But something which is two steps removed, that's already so far removed, that was not included in the gzeirah, even according to the Rishonim, who hold it's a problem to be mamid b'davar hamakabel tumah.